Psalms chapter 66. The psalmist recalls the history of Israel and tells us how God showed his power by bringing Israel through the Red Sea and through the Jordan River. He turned the sea into dry land so they could cross the river on foot. Right there we rejoiced in him. When you are in front of the river and there is no way out, there is fear, there is heartbreak, and a feeling of helplessness. Undoubtedly, when they faced the Red Sea and the Jordan River, they felt it as we feel it too, when we face our own challenges. We suffer more in imagination than in reality. What we fearfully anticipate may never happen. Fear exists nowhere but in the mind. They realize that fear has a great shadow, but it is, in itself, very small. When they overcame their fear, right then and there, they celebrated it. Not only did they celebrate it, but they also testified to those around them. Come close and listen, all of you who honor God. I will tell you what the God has done for me. The psalmist ends up praising God. Blessed be God. They experienced extreme testing of their faith when the people of Israel were cornered in front of the Red Sea later, front of the Jordan River. Maybe you're facing a similar test now. Maybe it seems many times that there is no way out, but God makes a way where there is no way. Dare to trust, dare to go across, and then you will say to the psalmist, blessed be God. He has not turned away my prayer or turn his faithful love from me.